Hey guys, thank you for joining us. Welcome to our Dead in Hip Hop panel. Today our topic is going to be going inside the mind of a music critic. And we're gonna have kind of like the panel part first and then like the ask, like a section for questions at the end. BZ, ready?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
All right, we're sitting with all of our guys. Mike.
Oh, you kind of
introducing
everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, BZ, what's up?
BZ430, and we got Kit.
What's up?
And people. Hey people.
What up?
You awake?
I'm good.
All right. Awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and start the first, I guess, set of questions, which would be, how many times do you listen to an album when reviewing it?
When I know we're gonna review an album and know which album it's gonna be, I usually listen to it at least four times. At least gives me a chance to. Cause sometimes we might get like a last minute notice of what we're gonna review, so I'm like, okay, I gotta at least get about four good editions of it because it lets me sit with the album well and have a good, so I can come up with a good opinion on the album, how I feel, whether it's negative or positive. So four times.
Kind of similar to B, but I'm usually at least three. Three mainly because I feel like the first listen is really just gonna give you that initial reaction, which is really important. The second listen, you can actually start analyzing the album. And by the third listen, you can go ahead and just make sure your analysis is actually correct. So at least three. I would like to get in four, but like he said, sometimes it comes to the last second, you don't really get that time. But three is required.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do four, minimum of four. Much like you know what Mike was saying, I think that first listen is just that surface level listen. You know, just as far as, you know, how do you like how it sounds, the rapper, et cetera, et cetera. But as it goes on, you can actually dig into the details of the album and try to pull out, you know, your analysis of why you like it or why you don't like it. So four is a good number for me.
Man, I just listen to the intro, that's it. Nah, I'm playing. But nah, about at least three, but it really depends on the artist. You know, like, cause sometimes we review artists that just go way over our heads. And those, I'm like, okay, I need to block off X amount of time. I need to sit here and listen to this way more than maybe five, six times. It just depends on who it is. But for the most part, three listens. Like Mike said, I'm with him. By like that second time, you kind of get a gist for who that artist is. And then that's how I try to rate them. I don't try to be like, oh, well, you don't sound like Nas. Or you don't sound. Nah, you try to figure out who that artist is and then really try to figure out if they're the best that they can be. Because I don't like to try to compare. You know, sometimes I feel like artists can be in the same lane. But three listens, you know what I'm saying, at the minimum.
What if when the first time you listen to an album, you think it sucks? You still listen to it over and over again?
It depends on why it sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if the production is garbage or just can't get the sound of like an artist. You listen to it again?
I have to. You know, because even in some of the artists that I don't like, a lot of times I try to pull out something that they do well. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might just only be the production, so, you know, that's more kudos to the producer. But sometimes, you know, it could be a flow. Like, sometimes maybe, what if their lyrics are garbage? Okay. You know, you don't have to be the perfect artist, but I always try to find what you can do positive, and it's just, I want to tell them in a review how you can do that better, and maybe everything else will follow suit.
Do you guys feel like that too?
No. Oh. If I listen to something, the first list, if it's like horrible or bad, then I'm gonna get mad. The reason why I'm gonna get mad is because, okay, I'm obligated to listen to this album a few more times because if we're gonna review this, it's gonna be on our channel, a lot of people are gonna see it, so I don't wanna like kinda like half ass the review. But I'm gonna say on that review pretty much why I couldn't stand this album, why it sucked, everything I hate about it, what I was feeling when I was listening to it. So yeah, usually the first listen, if it's bad, I'm like, damn, here we go.
Mike, why are you making that face?
What?
Because I mean, that's you, but
yeah.
you can make a lot of mistakes on your first listen. Like, there's been a lot of albums that I've listened to the first time and I hated it. Went back the second time, hated it, third time. But then the fourth time, I'm like, shit, wait, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, Aesop Rock's last album, I hated it when I first listened to it. Now it's one of my favorite albums. So, I mean, you can get mad at first, but you gotta go take a walk, clear your head, come back, and then sit down again. It don't matter.
But Chance the Rapper was like that too for me. Like, the first two times, I'm like, what the fuck is this corny dude doing? But then, like, by the third, fourth listen, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is dope. Because you have, like I said, you have to figure out who that artist is. Like, you can't compare them. And sometimes when people are trying to be different, because that's what hip hop is, you want to be unique. If you're so different, I might not understand you the first couple right. times. You know what I'm saying? So I have to really judge you for who you are, and are you being the best person you can be? And that's how I go about it.
He said, first time fucking. First time fucking.
Recycle bin.
No, I mean, I'll listen to it again, because like, I'm going to try to, like, okay, I got to find something. But then if I still don't find it by that fourth or fifth time, I'm like,
you're all right.
Frisbee.
How does listening to an album for review differ from listening to an album for enjoyment?
Oh, man, like, those lines got blurred, like, years ago for me now.
Is it all the same to you?
It's not all the same. I guess, like, now my mind thinks in kind of trying to figure these artists out. So even if it's I'm enjoying it, there's particular reasons why I'm enjoying it for. I would say early on, it felt more like a job, you know what I'm saying? Trying to, like, listen to what you want to listen to and then trying to break it down for a review. But now when I listen to music, I just kind of formulate my opinion because it's like or at least I've conditioned myself to do that.
Yeah,
you know, we've done it so much that at this point, it's almost one and the same.
I think for me, I guess it's for, like, if it's someone I'm not familiar with and I'm listening to it for the first time, I think I go into it as a review. But if it's someone, like, I'm, like, a huge fan of, I can't front. I'm going to listen to it as an enjoyment because it's going to be something. It's gonna be an artist I'm looking forward to hearing. Yeah. So like if an LP or LZI is dropping an album, I'm like, I want to listen to this for enjoyment because I have a good feeling I'm gonna enjoy this album. So I'm listening to it as enjoyment as far as a review. But yeah, if it's someone new, like I think recently we did Quest, Searching Silver, and I've never heard his work before, anything. When I listened to his album, it was for review purposes, but by the time I got to like that 9th or 10th listen, I'm like, shit, I'm enjoying this shit now. We're gonna review this album. So, you know, it just depends on the artist for me. If it's someone I'm a huge fan of, I'm going to have enjoyment.
Do you feel like you listen to it to be more technical, like for something that you want to review versus something for enjoyment?
That's a good question. I think if it's for, and I'm kind of being biased, but so what? But if it's for someone that, yeah, like I've been a huge fan of, yeah, I'm listening to this. I'm not even like thinking reviewing wise. I'm just listening to this. Yeah, I'm just listening to this because I've always enjoyed this artist's work, and this is another album in their catalog that I'm enjoying again. So
when you listen to an album for review, like, you have to really kind of like dig into it and try to pull out something because you know that you're gonna engage in some form of conversation with not only Mike B or FIFO, but the people that watch the review or the people that's leaving comments. So at that point, you gotta really try to kind of pull out your analysis and take that and formulate that into something. When you listen to something for like enjoyment, you can just listen to it and that's that. You know what I'm saying? You just put it on and rock out to it and be good with it.
I think for me personally, I don't think there's much of a difference. Because I think a big mistake that a lot of music critics and music reviewers make is they try to separate themselves from actual bands and make themselves seem like they're different from the average person. So I'll try to like just put an album on and just address it like I'm an average listener, because I am, you know? So if it's an album I like or if it's an album I don't like, I'm gonna say what I feel about it, which is why, if it's something that I don't like, people think I'm a little harsh. Well, your average fan is gonna be a little harsh.
What do you guys feel is more important, describing an emotional response to the music or giving technical critiques?
Emotional. Hands down. Because, like, at the end of the day, that's what is entertaining about us. And I think that when you watch something, like, on TV or you're spending your time, you want to be able to connect. And always being technical, everybody doesn't know technical. Everybody doesn't speak technical. Mm-hmm. Everybody speaks emotion. Everybody can relate to that. Mm-hmm. So for me, I've never been, like, a technical person except when it comes to, like, specific things that I like. But music, it is emotional. You know what I'm saying? It takes you through a wide range of emotions. So what better way to describe the music than in an emotional way?
It really depends on who you're talking to, I think. I agree 100% with what FIFO just said. Mm-hmm. The emotional part is the most important part because for the most part, you're talking to the artist's audience. And they're going to connect with you as far as how the album made you feel emotionally. But the technical part comes in after if you're talking to the actual artist. you know, they need to hear the emotional aspect of, you know, this made me feel good, or this made me get hyped, you know, or this made me feel like shit, and I don't want to listen to music for the rest of the week. But they need that technical part so they can understand. You gotta talk in artist language too, so they can understand like
what they're doing.
What they're doing well, what they're doing
wrong,
how they can maybe improve it. You know?
Oh shit, yeah. I'm emotional. I mean, you know, I'm the last person to be like
technical.
Articulating sometimes, because if y'all watching our reviews, I'm like, I'm basing mine strictly off emotion. It's like emotion right there.
Yeah.
How I feel about this album. I'm not gonna be like super technical with
like picky.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a state why I didn't like the album, with areas that I liked about the album and stuff like that, but it's pure emotion.
Do you guys review more with the artist in mind or with the audience in mind? Okay.
I think I just review more with the audience in mind. You know, I do hope that the artists do check it out, but I think, or at least for me, it's more or less talking to the people. Because those are the people that we actually engage in the conversations with. You know what I'm saying? That's where the dialogue takes place. With the artists, we may or may not talk to them. You know, I think that if they do watch it, it's important that if there's something that I don't like or that I, you know, didn't really particularly care for, it would be cool if they did, you know, check it out. But, you know, they're going to make the music that they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me as a consumer and as a fan, you know, I'd rather talk to you guys about it, you know, and you know, review it with you guys in mind, because I would talk to you guys more than I'll talk to the artists.
Mm-hmm. Fifo, you've been kind of quiet.
Yeah, you know, like one of our models is we are the people, so I always consider the audience more so than the artists, because you guys come to us for the honest opinion. So like Ken said, I don't really care if the artist likes our review, if they watch us or anything like that, because it's not for them. I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing it for, you know, the betterment of hip-hop and letting you guys know what I like and dislike. And it's just not my opinion. Like, no one person in hip-hop, their opinion is valid like that. But that's why we have four different opinions where, you know, a lot of people agree with me and then they don't agree with Mike, or most times they agree with Mike and they like, yo, people are like, what the hell? Like, you know, but it is what it is. But at the end of the day, we got four different opinions, and we just, I know I do it for the audience. I could care less what the artist thinks.
Busy, what you think?
And I guess as the channel is getting bigger and now like artists are watching our channel, I'm kind of both. I'm like people. I'm kind of like with the audience and kind of somewhat to the artists as well, because I'm like, okay, they're going to have to watch this shit at some point. So I'm going to still say how I feel. So it's a little bit of both for me, I think.
Mike, I feel like sometimes it's evident that you do have the artist in mind.
Absolutely.
So which one do you feel like would be more for you?
Artists. 9 times out of 10, I'm talking to the artist.
That's what I think.
You know, I don't feel like y'all need to hear my opinion. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No. I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh,
well, we're here.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm talking to the artist. I don't think that. I mean, I'm sure you guys find it entertaining to sit there and listen to somebody talk about an album, but you don't need to hear that. I feel like the artist needs to hear it, because how many artists really have that unadulterated, like untapped, like you said, emotional response to their music that they can really trust? You know, most artists are walking around with yes men who are telling them, yeah man, your shit's hot. Yeah, it's just hot.
True.
And we are on the streets being like, you're out of your fucking mind. That shit is terrible. But nobody's telling them that. So when I do a review, I'm always talking to the artist, because at the end of the day, like, I want good music, or I want stuff that I find enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the best way to get it is to tell the artist what you think. Not that my opinion is that important, but I'm saying like what you think is good and what might be bad about their music.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not gonna hear it from you guys. I mean, record sales don't mean anything anymore because nobody's buying albums.
Well,
so how are these people really gonna hear whether or not their album's good?
I think now that we're bigger, right, and there's, you know, we've been around for a while and more of the artists are watching, yeah, I think it's important that they do receive that feedback. But for me, you know, I've always been talking to people, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the conversations have taken place. So, you know, it's great that we have these mediums, these social media networks, you know, reach out and let them know how we feel. But at the same time, you know, when I've been talking to all of my friends in high school or college or whatever, you know, it was just how we felt about the music. And that was where the enjoyment takes place. Oh, man, did you hear such and such? Yeah, man, it was dope. And and that was fun. So I think that's why I like, that's why I keep the audience in mind, because, you know, for me, that's where I get the most enjoyment. It's great if I say something and be like, oh man, you know what? Thank you for saying that, because I never would have thought about that until you heard it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Until you said it, so.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, like the underlying thing with what everybody's saying is just be honest. Because for me, I'm being honest to the audience. Like I said, I keep the audience more so in mind. But me being honest is being honest to the artist as well. So if they do come by it and they watch it, I'm not going in the mindset like I'm gonna talk to this artist directly, but if I'm being honest, you're gonna get that. And every artist that we interview, like that's what they say. You know what I'm saying? Like even if they disagree with me, like they're just like, just keep being honest. And at the end of the day, it'll serve both parties. It'll serve the artist and the audience.
Mike, you were gonna say something?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that he made a really good point. Like, if you're talking to the actual artist, and there's been a few artists that we've talked to, and more importantly, ones that we've said things that weren't overly positive, like critical things, and they've, for the most part, they thanked us.
Yeah.
With the exception of Cormega slapping the shot of B earlier, the majority of them, they say, yo, like, I appreciated what you said, because they don't hear that. All your boys are around, they're not gonna tell you, like, yo, that one song, I feel like you were trying too hard. Or this song, I feel like that line was not that great. Mm-hmm. But when they see us saying it, even though we're doing it on YouTube to thousands of people, I think at the end of the day, if they're a real artist and they're trying to make their career go to a certain level, mm-hmm. they're going to listen. And they're gonna take criticism, you know, in a good way.
Which leads us to our next question. And I feel like we've had instances of this before. Does negative responses from the audience or artist influence how you may review an album in the future?
Well, you know what? Look, I remember when we kind of were in the beginning phases, we did the album review for Rex. And the reason why it stands out to me, because like coming into hip hop, like I wasn't birthed off of it. So I came into it rather late. So when we talking about like this boom bap type of, you know, traditional hip hop, I'm like, I really didn't have an opinion. And we did a Rex review and everybody's like, yo, like did people even listen to this shit? All you said it was dope. And I'm just like, well, that's how I felt. But then I had to start thinking like, okay, I'm presenting myself to thousands of people. I have to formulate a better opinion. And, you know, just like how we review artists, I feel like the comment section and the at mentions on Twitter sometimes are reviews for us. So I had to take that with a grain of salt and be like, okay, I gotta do better. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that like what people say really changed me, but I am privy to that and I do wanna be the best reviewer I can be. You know what I'm saying? So I do take some of that negative feedback and I do apply it to what I do, but it's never gonna change my opinion and who I am. Like, I'm always gonna like what I like and it's never gonna be, you know, biased in that way, for the most part, nah.
What do you think about the artist? Like, from an artist standpoint, if they see something as a negative, are you gonna change how you review their stuff in the future?
No, why? Like, why should I?
Cause you're just speaking how you feel, right?
Exactly, yeah. I'm not changing me. Like, you know, like if I don't like it, then you're not making music for me.
Well. Ken, how do you feel about it?
No, it doesn't bother me. It won't change anything. I think if there is an artist that we do know or that we have a relationship with, if we end up reviewing a project, you know, I walk into it like, man, I hope I like this. Because, you know, if you don't like it and we have a show that's built on being honest, you know, and unfiltered, then, you know, to the integrity of Dead End Hip Hop and what we do.
You have to do that.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, if we never reviewed an artist project on the channel and they're watching the channel and they have a relationship with us and they know us, then they understand and will appreciate what they get. It's like Mike was saying earlier, you know, they don't watch the show, they don't come to us for, you know, for us to say, yeah, it's dope, it's dope, it's dope.
Yeah.
They want honest feedback, you know, back towards them. So it's up to us to do that. So nah, it doesn't affect me at all. You know, if there's something I don't like, then you know, it is what it is. Even with the audience, you know, as a matter of fact, I like it best when the audience has something negative to say. You know, it's fun to go into the comment section and engage with them and have those conversations, because that's what it's about. It's the conversation on the channel, and then it's the conversation in the comment section and on social media as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was getting ready to say this. I'm the same way. If it's it don't influence me. For one, I'm gonna get out of the way right now. But if the audience say something, it's like I purposely go on to YouTube after we upload a video. I just look for my name.
Me, like, say my name.
I just get them. I like it. I love it. Like Ken said, I love when the audience, like, you know, disagree or have something to say or what I said about a review, especially if it's like an art, like a Stan fan or something like that. I love it.
It depends on what they say. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you guys have ever watched our show, the majority of the negative comments are usually either directed at me or FIFO. So I can't really take that stuff too seriously. I used to be going in there like beef, but like, what are you talking? I don't do that shit no more. Like, that shit just stresses me out, man. I be driving home from work, just be like, man, I can't wait to get home to fuck.
What?
Man, you talking about what the fuck I'm talking about. You're turning my car all hard and shit. So you know what I'm saying?
Do you even check the comment section anymore?
No, not really. I scroll through there sometimes because here's the thing, like, I'm cool if somebody goes in there and says, okay, you know, Mike said this, but I think he misunderstood. You know, that line really meant this, or maybe, or even like lately when they've been saying, you guys are too old.
Like a different perspective.
Yeah, but like back in the day, I would get mad and be like, what the fuck, man, that's so stupid. But now when I really think about it, I'm not saying that that's always a valid excuse, but sometimes it is, because, you know, we look at things, people who are mine and Kim's age, think about music differently. Like, we look at things and we think of how it was when we were a little bit younger, and I don't think everyone really looks at things that way. So sometimes when people break it down like that, I'm cool with it. And that might make me think about how I look at an album in the future, which ASAP Rocky is a perfect example. When that mixtape came out, I was like, this is horrible. This is garbage. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. And everyone was like, y'all are too old. He makes, was that him or Currents that makes music for niggas with hairlines?
Yeah, like, that was Currents.
They said, you know, you make music for, you know, he makes music for niggas with hairlines. And most of us, but for the next ASAP Rocky project, that really made me think about the music differently. I went into it knowing that it was not going to relate to people in my age bracket. And now I fucking love this album. I'm still not really that big on the mixtape, but album, I love. And I think if I approach the album with the same mentality that I did with the mixtape, I would hate it. So it has made me change my mind a little bit on how I think. It's not going to change my direct opinion about something, but it may make me put myself in a different mindset when I listen to certain projects.
It changed your perspective on it.
Absolutely.
Is being an objective music critic important to you?
Yes.
I would say for all of y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's kind of like the foundation that this was built off of. You know, no politics, no BS. You know, we don't, you know, we came into this, we didn't know anybody. You know, and you know, I think one of the things that we all discussed was to be honest and as objective as possible as well. Because, you know, it creates an integrity issue when you're not. And we want the artist that's watching, and more importantly, the people that's watching, that subscribe to the show, that's watching us, we want them to get the best from us. So that way, when they go out and spend their money on an album that we say is good, you know, they'll actually feel that, and they'll be willing to go spend that money. We're not letting them down, because that's money that they've earned, you know. So yeah, that's absolutely important to us.
Like, I remember when Rod and Ken brought to me the idea of creating the show, and I was like, yes, that's gonna work, because there's nobody just telling you the God honest truth in terms of just music. Whether they're right or wrong, at the end of the day, it just seems like there was a lot of politics going on throughout hip hop, regardless. And, you know, there just wasn't a voice of the people. Like, you know, and I don't, like Mike said, you know, I don't try to see myself as a reviewer. I'm regular person that loves hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's just I have the opportunity to be on Dead End Hip-Hop, and I don't take that lightly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm obligated to give you my God honest truth every single time, because, or else why would I be doing it? You know,
yeah.
We've been doing it for so long, and it's not like we're getting rich off of this. I do it because I love to do it, and I love hip hop. So this is my contribution.
Mike, how do you feel about it?
I agree with them. It's absolutely important.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's important because of how many people you're talking to as well? Like how many people are watching or tuning in?
No, I'm not really worried about them. Because, I mean, they call me a liar on a regular basis. They call all of us liars on a regular basis. You know, if you don't like what they like, you're full of shit.
Okay.
So I'm not really concerned with them. Like I said before, like I'm really more concerned with, you know, I want to talk to the artist. Yeah, being an objective reviewer is really, 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 really important. But it's extremely difficult. You know, because you're human. You know, you listen to music, and the majority of what you take away from that is emotional. So like, it's kind of hard to really judge art on a technical level because there's no logic really in art. So it's difficult to not be biased. We were all biased. You know, some of us like lyrics, some of us like beats, some of us just like to ride out to shit. You know, as long as the trunk rattles, you're good. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Yeah, it's important, but I mean, we gotta be honest. It's not always possible.
The next question is gonna be directed towards Peepo.
Okay.
What makes an album bump in the whip worthy?
Oh man, you know, it's a lot of different criteria to bump in the whip.
All right. Break it down. Come on.
But some,